Praise 100.9, 92.7. I'm Melanie. It's a fantastic Monday, and it is time to go in the trenches with Wes Bryant. Take a look back at what went on over the weekend with sports. What's up, Wes?
What's going on, Melanie? And the Carolina Panthers put on a defensive performance for the ages to pick up a big-time victory in the Bay as they beat the 49ers 10-9. They snapped the San Francisco 49ers' five-game winning streak, and now they are on a five-game winning streak of their own. As I said, Melanie, the defense was lights out as they sacked Colin Kaepernick, 49er quarterback, a season high six times. The 49ers only had 4 yards of offense on 14 fourth quarter plays against the Panthers. Those guys were just all over the place. As I said, the 49ers averaging 27 points and 340 yards of offense coming into this one were held to 3 field goals and 151 total yards, 45 in the second half. So Charles Johnson, Greg Hardy, and Luke Kuechly and all those Panther defenders definitely have a reason to feel good about themselves. Offense wasn't great, but they had 111 yards rushing against one of the better run defenses in the NFC. Cam Newton didn't have his greatest moment, 169 yards and interception, and was sacked 4 times. But, hey, it was enough to get the victory, and this now sets up one of the biggest games in Bank of America in quite some time as the 7-2 Patriots and Tom Brady come into town for a Monday night showdown against the New England Patriots.
You didn't mention that Dallas lost. I just wanted to say that Dallas lost. Carry on.
Yeah, that was a rough one last night for them as well. The Bobcats also took one on the chin on Friday night to the New York Knicks, 101-91, as the Knicks had avenged the loss from that Tuesday, last Tuesday. That dropped them to 3-3, and this week the Bobcats have a slate that could bring some victories. They have the Atlanta Hawks, the Boston Celtics, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, all winnable games before they end their week on Saturday against the two-time defending champion Miami Heat and LeBron James or King James or whatever if you prefer to call it. College football winners and losers over the weekend. We had a trio once again. Duke defeated NC State. North Carolina dismantled Virginia. And the Golden Bulls of Josh D. Smith got back in the win column as they took down Central State. As I always say, if you want to get in, you got to win.
Got to win.
Speaking of winners, and NASCAR closing things out, Kevin Harvick picked up the win in the Sprint Cup Chase race at Phoenix. But the more important storyline was that Jimmy Johnson finished third, Matt Kenseth finished 20th. Now, those are the two guys at the top of the standings and the only two that can win the championship. So now the five-time Cup champion in Jimmy Johnson now has a 28-point lead going into next week's grand finale, the last race of the season in Homestead, Florida. So he would need to race the entire race, finish all of the laps if he wants to collect that sixth championship of his career. Jimmy Johnson is a spectacular race car driver, so that should be an excellent, excellent race next week.
Awesome. In the Trenches with Wes Bryant every Monday right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Where can we find you online?
You can find me on Twitter, Melanie, at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live.
Thanks, Wes. We'll talk to you later in the week.
No problem.